Now, the rest of the story. TDC Hospital, an exclusive medical facility in Galveston, Texas, has closed its doors to plastic surgery candidates. And the community TDC once served is asking why. Well, the answer is the TDC now finds itself at odds with the state legislature, and the new legal obstacle is virtually insurmountable. Why in the world would anyone want to outlaw plastic surgery? Nancy Waits of Galveston is 43. She was never an unattractive woman, but in her 30s, as they became 40s, a lifelong facial characteristic became an increasing distraction. Nancy had bags under her eyes, had them as long as she could remember. Friends never seemed to notice them, at least they never mentioned them. Yet after a while, Nancy realized that if she were ever to be happy with herself, she must go to a plastic surgeon and have the bothersome bags removed. And she did, at TDC Hospital. Then there was Joni Pearson, 27. Hers was only a tiny little scar on an eyelid, and yet when Joni looked in the mirror, it was the only thing she saw. Her friends wondered why bother with it, but for Joni, it was a matter of self-image and self-respect. And so, one day she went to TDC Hospital in Galveston, had the scar removed. Today she cannot imagine why she waited so long to have it done. Tom Thompson, age 59, decided to put on a happy face, literally. For as long as he could remember, Tom's eyelids had drooped over his eyes so extremely that he had to strain to see. But at TDC Hospital, the prescribed surgery was a brow lift. It was completed with such success that Tom returned for an entire facelift and liposuction, the removal of fatty tissue. Today, after 21 days in the hospital and a $12,000 medical bill, let me run that by once more. After 21 days in the hospital and a $12,000 medical bill, Tom Thompson says he feels like a new man. And, of course, at least part of him is. But now, plastic surgery candidates from the exclusive community TDC Hospital once served are being turned away. According to a new law passed by the state legislature, such operations may be performed in the future only in cases of extreme disfigurement that result in psychological suffering. Purely cosmetic surgery, here and hereafter, must be denied. It's a matter of money. TDC has been performing plastic surgery for more than 30 years. From September of 1987 through August of 1988, a representative 12-month period, plastic surgery costs at TDC exceeded $16 million. And you paid those costs. You, the taxpayers, picked up the tab. For among the patients you have just met, Tom Thompson is right now serving 60 years for theft and compelling prostitution. Joni Pearson's doing 30 years for robbery, and Nancy Waits has been convicted of forgery and assault and illegal possession of firearm and murder. The exclusive community where they reside is also an inclusive one. The plastic surgery Texas taxpayers have finally refused to pay has been for prisoners, because TDC stands for Texas Department of Corrections. And now you know the rest of the story.